In Cameroon, 35% of children under 5 die from causes linked to malnutrition. Experts blame the high number on poverty, ignorance, political neglect, and epidemics. The situation, illustrated by growing numbers of stunted and emaciated children, has alarmed child health advocates. Ines Lizama is a nutrition expert with UNICEF Cameroon.
Cameroon has been in the red list for a long time. Now we have the evidence in the last survey, 2011, that the rates of stunted severe acute malnutrition is even going up.
Malnutrition rates vary according to region, ranging from mild prevalence in the Federal South to more severe in the Sahelian and drought-prone northern regions on the fringes of the Sahara Desert. The poverty-stricken area is home to one-third of the country's over 9 million kids. They face various hardships, including difficult access to safe drinking water and sanitation, recurring floods, cholera outbursts, and frequent crop failures. However, the main market in Garowa, chief town of the North Region, some 1,200 kilometers from the capital Yaoundé, flourishes with imported but expensive foodstuffs. Vegetable vendor Mohamedou Yakubu says abundant harvests in the country's south guarantee supplies for about 3 months of the year.
Ça dépend des saisons. Oui, il y a les carottes, il y a les pommes de terre, il y a les tomates, il y a les pétillons.
During the rainy season, we ensure adequate stocks of cabbages, carrots, lettuce, avocados and potatoes from the country's south. My customers are mostly salaried workers, as the vegetables are too expensive for the poor masses. Costly transportation and exorbitant taxes result in the high prices.
Il y a le problème de la route, il y a le problème des taxes, tout ça on n'arrive pas. C'est pour cela que c'est un peu cher.
He says during the dry season, supplies thin out and become more expensive. Ordinary people are often restricted to a small number of traditional foods, including a starchy type of couscous made from maize, millet or sorghum.
Il y a une catégorie sociale qui peut bénéficier de ces denrées. Il y a aussi une autre catégorie qui ne peut pas. C'est un peu cher.
He says the outcome is endemic malnutrition sustained by a lack of foods containing vitamins, minerals, and energy. Within walking distance from the market is the Garowa Regional Hospital. Its pediatric ward includes a center established in 2009 with UNICEF support that provides free therapy for malnourished children. Amadou Alouk is one of its two nurses.
Mais depuis qu'on a mis le programme en place, vraiment la nombre de décès a considérablement diminué.
Since it was established, malnutrition related deaths have considerably dropped from an average 6 per month for every 30 registered patients. Unfortunately, in June, we recorded 6 deaths. Most are children of the poor who cannot afford proper medication and rely on traditional medicines or come for treatment too late.
Malheureusement, le mois passé, on a eu 5 cas sur les 31 cas à la phase tertiaire.
Alouk's account is suddenly interrupted by a cluster of wailing women. One of them, Chinakui Rebecca, a 34-year-old mother of 4, has just lost a baby.
I don't know what killed him. All I know is that he had stomach pains.
Medics say the 2-week-old died of diarrhea, a leading cause of malnutrition in the region where open defecation is the norm. Meantime, victims of malnutrition suffer a number of issues, including stunted growth and impaired intellectual development, visual impairment, and susceptibility to infections. Experts add that malnutrition drains household incomes and significantly slashes human productivity. Cameroon's budget does not allocate funding for nutrition. However, UNICEF recommends investing $31.3, about 15,650 francs CFA per child per year, to significantly curtail the scourge. The UN agency has been partnering with several organizations in the hardest hit zones. They provide free supplementary and fortified foods, promote exclusive breastfeeding, and train volunteers to conduct early screening for malnutrition. However, efforts to improve nutrition remain challenging. An estimated 20,000 agents are needed to provide nationwide coverage. Support is also needed for deworming campaigns, nutrition courses in schools, and the increased distribution of therapeutic foods. In March, the government joined a global crusade called SUN, aimed at scaling up nutrition. But experts warn that until the political will is translated into concrete action, malnutrition will continue to endanger the well-being of millions of Cameroonian children. For VOA News, I'm Tariq Devine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.